me.
I'm still awake. Shut up.
Listen to me. Listen to me. The only difference between the hero and the coward is the hero's willing to go for it, all right? Willing to take the shot, okay? Now, this guy over here is scared, too. You're scared. He's scared. You're both scared. Remember in the basement when we was talking about fear and how it's like this fire, huh? And you got to control it because it's like burn you up or it's going to burn him up, all right? Now, you got to make it work for you, Tommy, okay? I would never do nothing that would hurt you. You got to understand what I'm saying. Now, fear is like this fire, okay? Now, let it burn and burn until it becomes like this volcano. And when the time is right and you see the opening, explode all over this guy, okay? Now, you can take him, okay? It's all heart. You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
And all muscles, all heart. Heart and fire. Heart and fire. Okay. Now, you do it. Remember, I'm like this angel sitting on your shoulder, okay? I ain't gonna let nothing happen. Okay? Go, God.
Keep on rushing, farther, faster, quicker than the next man. To be the best is the master plan. Go on with all you got, give it your best shot. Don't ever think about trying to stop. Keep reaching, pushing, hoping for perfection. Make up the direction. Don't ever stop for a moment. You got it, flaunt it, and get up on it. Go for yours, not for a minute, but all the time. You better do it, cause I'm going for months. Of the bold and the gifted. Listen closely and you'll get lifted. Try it never been before. Get more than your bargain, though, for sure. Let it be a trip full of trouble. But you gotta stand up and fight that struggle. Don't let nothing hold you back. Yo, when life says stop, you say go, go.
Go to the body, son. Come on. That's it. Oh! Damn, you old dead. Hey, Tommy, gun. You got some guns, don't you?
Holy. Cause I know you got the knack. To go farther than you've ever been before. I'm going for mine, so go for yours.
18, 19.
I see it in your eyes.
Drive through. 35. Go on. Tommy, you know, these trunks is like very special to me, you know?
Time to go.
To be a man, to be dope, that's the question. All you're gonna do is keep on rushing. Farther, faster, quicker than the next man. To be the best is the master plan.
Yeah, murder. Listen, got an idea. I think we can finally nail Balboa.
Go for it!
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is the people in your church are a bunch of judgmental bastards. Man, I don't know what to tell you, but you and the people in your church, you guys are so judgmental, okay? I mean, Jesus is the head of your church. You guys in your church, you think you're so much better than everyone in your community, okay? Not only do you worship your pastor, but you guys are a bunch of judgmental bastards. You're judgmental towards me. You're judgmental towards my family. And you think that your church is the gateway to heaven. Well, it's not. Matter of fact, I'm here to tell you that your church is the gateway to hell. So not only does your Jezebel wife control the church and your pastor now follows Satan, but you think that you're so judgmental, and I'm really sick and tired of it. You know, I'm really sick and tired of your judgmental, religious superiority mindset. Let's be honest. We all know that you're taken from the old people. We all know that you're stealing their social security number. We all know you're a fake and you are one judgmental bastard, and all you do is want to demonize the community. All you do is want to demonize people, and you just are sick and you don't. And who are you to judge? If you turn to me in the Bible to John chapter 12, verse 44, verse 50, let's read. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me." So if you believe in Jesus, you also believe in God. And the one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. If you look at Jesus, you have seen God. If you want to see God, just look at Jesus. "I have come into this world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Jesus said that He's the light of the world, and those of you that are living in darkness, if you turn to Jesus. "If anyone hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world." So, Jesus Christ did not come to this world to judge people. He did not judge people. Oh, come on, somebody. He did not come into this world to judge, but He came to this world to save folks, to help folks, to heal folks, to make folks feel better, to help the poor. Oh, come on, somebody. There's hope in the name of Jesus Christ. "There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not carry my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me condemns me to say all that I have spoken. I know that His command leads to eternal life, so whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say." So all you judgmental bastards in the church, I got to tell you that Jesus did not come to this earth to judge, but to save. So you need to understand in John chapter 12, verse 44 through 50, come on if you want to stay with me, that Jesus came to earth not to judge, but to save. Now, what you got to understand is that there's so many people in your church, they're a bunch of judgmental bastards. And they will judge you, and they will tell you, and they will act like this religious superiority over you, that somehow that their church is the gateway to God. And all they're really about is pastor worship. And all they cannot function outside their church. You either come to my church or I condemn you to hell. This is really evil. And it's so satanic. And you need to understand this today, that Jesus did not come into this world to judge, but your church has been judging you all your life. Jesus did not come to judge, but the church down the corner has been judging you all your life because you never went to their church. Why don't you get off me, you judgmental bastard? Who are you to judge me? Bunch of pricks. Stop judging me. I didn't do anything to you. I was just trying to follow Jesus. But no, that wasn't good enough for you, was it? You just wanted to judge me. So in the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 17, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Now, the world is already judged by God. And Jesus came into this world not to judge folks. Jesus came into this world to help folks. Jesus came in this world to help your country, your family, your community. It was Jesus. All you judgmental bastards who wants to look down on me and my family and you think you're somehow so more holy and you think that somehow you're going to heaven and everybody else is going to hell and you stand up there, this religious superiority, I have one word for you. Go to hell. And stop judging me because Jesus doesn't judge me. So, the Bible is very clear that Jesus is God, and God sent His Son Jesus to the earth, not to judge, but to save the world. To save the world. Yes, Jesus wants to save you right now, and Jesus wants to save me right now, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus is in the business of saving souls. But the problem is the church has decided that they are the gateway to God, and so your evil satanic church, which is literally the gateway to hell, now this evil satanic church is now think that they can judge the community, so what do? They put you on a guilt trip if you don't go to church every Sunday. Oh, come on, somebody. They put you on a guilt trip in the community. They say you either become, you understand that churches are becoming evil today. The church is now judging folks. When God says that the church will be the first one to be judged. See, your evil church, what you don't know, those that go to church and want to judge the community, God is judging you first. So, I want to tell you something right now, you judgmental bastards, you bunch of people in your evil satanic churches, stop judging me. Stop judging the community. And if you want to be a little bit more like Jesus, He came to save and understand folks. So stop trying to put your community on a guilt trip and get out there and talk to people one-on-one and pretend that you truly care about them instead of wanting just them to come to your church. I'm sick and tired of your sick mental illness. All you do is want them in your church and you don't want to meet people where they're at. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is in the business of meeting you where you're at. And those of you that have been on a guilt trip, I want to tell you that you are good enough, you are holy enough, and you're spiritual enough for Jesus Christ. And don't let the judgmental folks, those bastards in the church, make you feel bad. Because I'm here to tell you that Jesus did not come to this earth to judge, but to save, and He truly cares about you. He truly has a purpose for you. He truly loves your family, and He truly loves you. But you got to understand that the demon and the judgmental churches around you are trying to take your confidence, your soul, and they want to make you feel bad because you don't go to their church. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ never came to earth to judge. So maybe your church is judging you, but Jesus is not judging you. Oh, come on, somebody. Can I get an amen right now? See, the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 15, you judge according to the flesh, but I am not judging anyone. You see, Jesus Christ says, I judge not. It was in His present purpose not to condemn men, but He would come in a future time to condemn the guilty. But at the present time, He came to only save them. You see, Jesus came to save. not to judge. So, why the hell are you judging me? I mean, seriously. Get off my damn back. Stop judging me. I don't want to go to your evil church. I don't want to be a part of your cult, and I'm sick and tired of you worshiping your pastor. So stop judging me. You know, I went to the store the other day, and this lady, and I knew she was this preacher's wife, and she had this religious superiority look over her, and I wanted to play a little game, and I wanted to see how she would treat me, and I told her, I said, no. I said, I don't go to church, and no, I'm not saved, and even though I did, and I believed in Jesus, but I wanted to see how she would come across and treat me as a non-believer, and she said, you people, Jesus Christ came to save those you peoples like me. So she put me in another class, and she said, she looked down upon me as if she was some high superiority and some that somehow she controlled God, and as if she had the power to control God's heart, and that she thought that she could decide how God would intervene in a soul's life, and somehow she acted like she was we all knew that she was a Jezebel whore, and she was trying to just act like somehow that she was so great. And as she looked at me, and I said, you know, have you ever watched American Greed? Do you know there's more preachers that are ripping off and taking money from the poor, and they are robbing the old elder people of their social security funds? Oh, come on, somebody. And she said, you people, since when did God appoint you to judge man? Since when did God put you in that position to judge folks? We've all been guilty of judging others, and it's got to stop, and especially it really has to stop in the church. Oh, come on, somebody. When did God give you that? Now. And so if you go to John chapter 8, verse 1 through 11, you'll know that this whore, this woman was screwing a lot of men, and she was a whore around the city, and she just loved to screw people, and she just, she loved sex, and somehow that's where she felt love. And there's some women like that. They never had love from their father, and so how do they find love? They go from man to man, and they have sex with them trying to find love, and well, here's a woman, she was about to be condemned and stoned to death because she was caught in the act of adultery. And Jesus said, you who has never sinned, cast the first stone. Jesus said, I don't even judge this woman, but who are you to judge? Because a lot of these teachers of the religious law and these Pharisees, and when they caught this woman, they brought her and they wanted to stone her for an act of adultery, and it still happens today. It still happens today, don't it? And Jesus says, I judge her not, I judge him not, I do not accuse her to the Father, nor do I condemn her, nor shall I take vengeance on her for so doing, meaning that nothing, that he did not pass no sentence. He did not convict her. He did not judge her. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm really getting sick and tired of being judged by you bunch of judgmental bastards in your church. I mean, who are you to look down on me, to try to demonize me, and try to say, well, oh, he's like this, he's like that, he doesn't do things the way everyone else does it, and who are you, you judgmental pricks? I ought to kick your... I won't say it. Everybody's so judgmental in today's world, are they not? Everybody wants to judge you for everything. Well, you know what? You can just tell those judgmental bastards to go to hell. Because I'm here to tell you, the Bible says that Jesus does not judge. And nor has he appointed the church to judge any man. If Jesus is the head of the church, then your church should not be judgmental towards anybody. He came to save those that are lost. Now, God does all the judging, and Jesus Christ is God, and there is a time that God will start to judge. And I believe today that Jesus does not judge, but I'm here to tell you, Jesus, who is God, will be doing the judging. And I'm here to tell you that first place he's going to be judging is the church. So if you're one of those satanic preachers and you still tolerate Jezebel and the control of women in your church and you haven't preached against evil Jezebel demons, well, you're going to be judged first. And if you're one of those preachers that you're caught in bed with other women and you're screwing them and you're running down the street naked and the cops have sighted you, you're going to be judged first. And if you're one of those evil sick preachers and you're in the Catholic Church and you're oppressing little children and you are one of the pedophilias, God is going to judge you. And if you're one of those sick lesbian women who are now bishops in the Methodist Church, well, God's going to judge you. You damn evil bastards. You're judgmental. And no, I don't want to go to your sick cult-like church because you have taken Jesus Christ out of church. Oh, come on, somebody. Stop judging me. The people in your church is a bunch of judgmental bastards. Why do you think you're better than me? Why on earth do you think you're better than me? Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus have not once thought. Jesus has always reached down and he always tried. But you know what? Everywhere I go, I get looked down upon. I mean, you guys are sick. And I'm here to tell you, the church and Christian folks are more judgmental and they're more sick than anybody I've ever met. In verse 47, as for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. You see, the church is supposed to be an organization to point you towards Jesus Christ. Instead, the church is the very organization that blocks you from having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? The church, because it's been filled with your demons and demonic Jezebel women and controlling preachers, and it tolerates divorce, and it goes, and I'm here to tell you, it doesn't preach against the evil and the wickedness, and now the church sucks money from the community, it takes from the elderly, it sucks their social security income out of them, and meanwhile they have no money to put into their homes because they feel guilty because they did not give it to the church. Meanwhile, the church folks never come and visit the community, but they want to condemn you if you don't go to their church because they never reach out to other folks because literally the evil government in the church, all their goal is to control and take all the money from the community so they can go on their exotic Holy Land vacations overseas and have their nice vacations. Meanwhile, come back and put you on a guilt trip. Well, these are the same people. They're a bunch of judgmental bastards. And I'm here to tell you, could you stop judging me? Because Jesus never judged me. And I'm sick and tired of the church ripping the community off. All you really care is about another great CD, and all you want is just your music and your band to go platinum, and you're so worldly, and you follow the New World Order beast, and women don't know how to be women in your church. All they do is want control in your church, and I'm here to tell you that you have totally lost the divine order of marriage in your church, and you're just condemning people, and this is what the Pharisees were doing, and Jesus judged nobody. and there was no need for a Savior to come in the world to condemn it, because it was already condemned. So why, if there was no reason for Jesus to come into this world to condemn, why the hell are you condemning me? Jesus did not come to censor me. He did not come to condemn me. He don't look at my appearance. He doesn't have this harsh bias towards me. He did not come to me in an unkind manner, but your damn church did. The people in your church came to me in an unbiased manner. He doesn't judge my appearance. According to what men see, He doesn't judge me. Christ did not take it upon Himself to judge or to determine civil affairs. That's not what Jesus' position is. Everybody wants to judge me. Everybody wants to look down upon me. Everybody thinks they're better than me. You know, this whore that was caught in adultery, so what? She liked to have sex with many men. Jesus did not judge her or pass sentence. You know, Jesus does not judge, guys. I mean, I don't think He allows you to do everything, but Jesus ain't going to judge you for your problems. When you see someone homeless on the side of the road, what do? We first want to judge. When we see an alcoholic, first thing we want to do is judge him. Someone sleeping around or a family, the first thing we want to do is judge. Jesus didn't judge. He doesn't want to judge. He doesn't want to judge. He wants to save you from these problems. He ain't saying He likes your alcoholism, but He wants to save you. He doesn't like you sleeping around, because after He did not judge this whore that was committed in adultery, He said, sin no more. Sin no more. Jesus, He came in this world not to judge the world, but to save the world. All right. So anyway, thanks a lot for judging me. Thanks a lot for looking down on me. Thanks a lot. I know you're so much more holy than me, and I know you're so much more spiritual than me. It ain't like that God can't save Dean Shinover. It ain't like that Jesus can't come down and help me too. No, because you guys are so, you control the whole operation. You have all the money because you're a bunch of kiss asses. You just kiss butt, man, all right? You call your priest father. When no one should, there's only one father, and that's Jesus. But no, you want to kiss butt to your preacher, your father, and you've just really destroyed the whole damn community. Thank you. I got to live among you bastards, and all you've ever did is destroy the damn community. All you want to do is save me. How many churches just always want to save me? It's funny, man. Someone's always trying to save me. I'm just being saved all the time. Well, maybe you let me preach in your church. Oh, no. I just come to save you. Would you like to come to my church? Yeah, if I can. I got something to say. You want to hear it? No, just sit in the church and shut the hell up, Dean. Well, I don't want to. I got something to say. That your pastor's been ripping you off, and he's got you under his mind control cult. That's what he does. Oh, shut the hell up. We're either going to get your money or we're not. I mean, how many times you got to play with my emotions to try to suck freaking money off of me? All right? I mean, stop judging me. Stop making me feel bad. Stop making me feel guilty, and just go to hell. Okay? I'm sick of it. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm burnt out. I'm trying to preach the Bible to you the best way I know how. I'm really burnt out. I'm being attacked by Satan, so please pray for me. I mean, I got demons all around me, just like Donald Trump. I'm doing the best I can. All right? But your fat-ass wife is blocking every goddamn thing in the church. Excuse my language. Don't you goddamn judge me. I'm sick of this crap. Why don't you just go to hell where you belong? Jesus does not judge me, okay? He came into this world to save. I live in the most judgmental community in the world. Bunch of snobs, stuck-up bastards, and all you do is follow Satan and the New World Order beast, so stop judging me. And I can't take it anymore! So Jesus stood up and said to the woman who was a whore, says, where is your accusers? Did not even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Jesus doesn't condemn us. He comes to save us and to help us and to meet us where we're at. And I really want to encourage and hope the church to stop judging folks and start helping people. And start meeting them where they're at. Okay? Get off my back. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. And we need Jesus in our churches. And when we start putting Jesus back in the walls of our church, crosses back up, and we start using the church to point folks towards Jesus, then the church will be less judgmental towards the people in the community. And we can reach out. And we can try to meet people where they're at. And one way is to stop judging folks, okay? So you're a judgmental prick, judgmental bastard, and the people in your church are so judgmental. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now.
I'm still waiting. Shut up. Listen to me. Listen to me. The only difference between a hero and a coward. If the hero's willing to go for it, all right? Willing to take the shot, okay? Now, this guy over here is scared, too. You're scared, he's scared, you're both scared. Remember in the basement, we was talking about fear and how it's like this fire, huh? And you got control because it's like, they're like, burn you up, or I should burn him up, all right? Now, you got to make it work for you, Tommy, okay? I would never do nothing that would hurt you. You got to understand what I'm saying. Now, fear is like this fire, okay? Now, let it burn and burn until it becomes like this volcano. And when the time is right, and you see the opening, explode all over the sky, okay? And you can take him, okay? It's all heart, you understand? Okay, yeah. All muscles, all heart. Heart and fire. Heart and fire. Okay. Now you do it. Remember, I'm like this angel sitting on your shoulder, okay? I ain't gonna let nothing happen. Okay. Go for God. Come on, Tommy. Jeff. Floyd. Left, right.
Keep on rushing, farther, faster, quicker than the next man. To be the best is a master plan. Go on with all you got, give it your best shot. Don't ever think about trying to stop. Keep reaching, pushing, hoping for perfection. Make up the direction. Don't ever stop for a moment. You want it, yes, you got it, flaunt it, and get up on it. Go for yours, not for a minute, but all the time. You better do it, cause I'm going for months. Hush. Yeah! The rhyme of the bold and the gifted. Listen closely and you'll get lifted. Higher than you've ever been before. Get more than your bargain, but for sure. Life can be a trip full of trouble, but you gotta stand up and fight back. Yo. Don't let nothing hold you back. Yo, when life says stop, you say go, go.
Go to the body, son. Go to the body. That's it. Oh! Damn, you're all dead.
the next. To go farther than you've ever been before. I'm going for mine, so go for yours.
It's 18, 19.
I see it in your eyes.
Drive through. 35. Join me.
Yeah.
Tommy, you know, these trunks is like very special to me, you know?
Find a nail bell boy.
Go for it!